The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. If my voice doesn't sound perfect, it's because it's not. I have a little sore throat, and I'm going to get through this hour because we have a very, very special guest. But sitting in Janet's palatial office with me is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And our very, very special guest, who we will find out where he is speaking to us from, is Dr. Jim LaValle. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning? Well, I know, Al, you probably got to get some aged garlic on that throat, but other than that, you're doing well.
I have an assortment in front of me, Jim, and I'm sure that during the course of the show, I will be overdosing on garlic.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
I'm actually back home in Southern California today. I was in Canton, Ohio, all last week, basically, because we're installing an integrative medicine center at the NFL Hall of Fame, new center of excellence they're putting together. So had a great trip to Canton, Ohio, working with the NFL Hall of Fame. But I got to get home until tomorrow anyway, then it's off to St. Louis.
Well, that's very nice. I'm sure there's no place like home.
That's right.
I know that you have a lot to discuss today, so why don't we let you get started with some of the research that you've been able to do to help improve people's outcome when it comes to improving their health.
Well, I mean, you know, one of the biggest things that we've spent a lot of time on over the last 20 years is really helping people to identify where their metabolism is broke. Because, you know, I never saw a supplement I didn't like, right? So I go into a health food store and I want to take one of these and three of these and four of those. But when you can start to identify where you're really having issues, you begin to really create a program that allows people to target, you know, where they have, you know, the most significant breaks in their metabolism. And when I say metabolism, I'm not talking about whether they're skinny or fat. I mean all of the metabolic reactions going in your body that is making you either feel well or somewhere less than well or on your road to being sick or you already have a condition or a disease. And so we actually spent a lot of time working on a platform or a cloud-based platform that you know, answer questions. If you have labs, you put them in, and it really starts to simplify where you start. Now, it's interesting. You know, you guys know I love aged garlic. I think it's a really important dietary supplement for one basic reason. When I look against all the big problems that I see people have in our clinic, and when I go out and I teach docs, you know, literally all over the country through an organization known as A4M. I'm the co-chair for that. There's some very common problems that occur. You know, as people start to age, their blood vessels get more stiff, right? So you hear the term hardening of the arteries. We plaque our arteries. Our insulin receptors don't work as well. We lose a little bit of control of our nervous system, so we hear these terms like heart rate variability and, you know, is your heart actually in the rhythm it should be in? And that's why, you know, the more I kind of dive into, you know, why do we end up the way we end up with our health as we're aging, and now that I'm approaching that big 6-0, I'm very interested in aging. So, I think it's interesting that when we look at the, you know, the enormity of the data on aged garlic, that it's very interesting that it addresses many of these common metabolic shifts in aging that we're all trying to overcome. And I think it should be in the middle of any regimen that you're interested in, you know, cardiometabolic health and, you know, anti-inflammation in the arteries and those types of things. So, you know, I've you know, spent a lot of time working with, you know, right now why I'm working with the NFL Hall of Fame is to really develop some, you know, cutting edge research, not just for people that are, you know, ex-NFL players, but it's, you know, the large community in Canton around it, which is, you know, close to a million members that are just needing good health care and want to look at natural options as part of what they do.
Well, where do you normally suggest they start, Jim?
Well, you know, it's a great, you know, one of the most interesting things, Al, was, you know, everybody always says, oh, when in doubt, start with the gut, right? You always hear that term. When in doubt, start with the gut. And where I find people need to do is they have to figure out what's really, you know, giving you the most problems. And so where they start is, well, where do you feel you're having the most difficulty? Now, obviously, let's put a couple things aside. People should exercise moderately and move around if they can. That's kind of a no-brainer. People need to exercise moderately. When I say moderately, that means most people today are starting to go in and work out as if they're going to be a professional athlete, right? They get 20-year-old trainers training 40-year-old people, and they overdo it. And so my first advice for people listening is moderate means, you know, your heart rate's not going over 60% of your adjusted maximum heart rate. And that means, you know, 220 minus your age times, you know, 0.6. That's how you get 60% of your heart rate. So you may take your age away from a maximum heart rate of 220 and multiply it by 0.6. Now, if you're an athlete, that's a little different story, but quite honestly, you got 78% of the U.S. population is overweight, 38% are obese, half of the population is either diabetic or insulin resistant. So the numbers are weighing on my side that most people should probably try to exercise in a moderate way. You know, the next piece is diet, and there's a lot of, you know, I mean, my gosh, I think at this point, human civilization has evolved enough now, and we have enough social media that no one knows what to eat. there's so much out there. But my big suggestion to people is make sure that, you know, learn how to eat plants. Learn how to eat vegetables, modest intakes of fruits. Understand that, you know, your carbohydrate needs are probably going to be dependent on, one, how well you tolerate them. Secondly, how active you are. I mean, all my pro hockey players and NFL guys and Major League Baseball guys, golfers I work with, they have different needs because of how much they're exercising than what us, you know, folks that aren't exercising as much have. And then there's the whole issue of, you know, find out what foods you may be allergic to or intolerant to, because it could be triggering hidden inflammation. And then where do you start? On the dietary supplement side, I'm a big advocate for people understanding their stress response. So I think it's important that people understand that stress can be a positive stress or a negative stress. You know, we have a primitive nervous system in a modern world. And when you're getting emails and texts and you're on Facebook and traffic and the office is busy, I got to get to this church thing on Sunday I said I'd volunteer for, your body thinks that's a white tiger. And what happens when you initiate a chronic stress response is you start to release more adrenaline. And when you begin to release more adrenaline, your blood vessels start to tighten up. And the biggest thing, look, the number one killer is still heart disease, and we have to nourish our blood vessels every day. So before I talk to people about anything else, I really think they need to understand that if your blood pressure is 135 over 90, that's a big problem. That means that you're kind of pre-hypertensive. People need to measure their blood pressure. And then the other piece is they need to understand what their heart rate is. So your resting heart rate would be what your heart rate is before you get out of bed in the morning. And for every four beats over a resting heart rate of 62, that represents a 7 to 10% increased risk of cardiovascular disease risk as you're aging. Now, a lot of people don't look at these simple things. And so where you start is make sure that your blood vessels are pliable and flexible and aren't under a lot of oxidative damage. I know we're going to get into the science of chiolic and aged garlic, so I'll leave that for when we actually dive deep into that. And then the next piece is people managing their cortisol levels. If you don't know what your stress hormone is doing in your body, like how much are you producing, you don't know whether you need to work on it. And so I think when you look at stress response, because stress response dictates your blood sugar, I think stress response is big. Vascular health, making sure you're walking, getting your blood to perfuse, keeping your blood vessels healthy. These are key things. And then there's the old issue of what do I do about my gut? Because, you know, there's so much, obviously there's a lot of valuable information coming out about the microbiome now. And so having people eat a low allergen, anti-inflammatory diet, we teach it every day in our clinic. And then maybe some nutrients that can affect the, you know, the negative gut flora. So knocking down the candida, making sure there's not other bugs in the gut, putting in some beneficial flora. For me, that's where I really get a lot of traction with people is in those two areas. And then we can, you know, certainly talk about, you know, specific nutrients that relate to that. But those are big areas for me that I see almost everybody coming in, they have issues. And I have a diverse group of people from, you know, from athletes to people that are battling cancer to autoimmune disorders, you know, you name it. We see about everything.
So, Jim, I am so excited with all of these areas to pinpoint the evaluation, the manner of evaluating where people need to focus their energy. So what we're going to do here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour is take a short break right now. And when we come back, I would love to talk a little bit about your recommendations for an anti-inflammatory diet, which is going to be beneficial for insulin receptors. It's going to be excellent for managing stress response, certainly, and arterial flexibility. So to our listeners, our very special guest today, Dr. Jim Laval, he is an educator, the author of so many different books and articles on health and nutrition. He has pioneered the metabolic cold, which we are discussing about how to manage your lifestyle and your metabolism and how to create for yourself a personalized wellness program. Stay tuned, more to come. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Dr. Jim Laval. And Janet Cimarelli is going to have some pointed questions for Dr. Laval when we come back. Oh. But I just want to let our listeners know that Jim spoke about stress. And Janet Cimarelli is here today to help people from 11 to 2. The first six people to come in to see Janet here in her office will receive this book called Syndrome S, How to Avoid, Manage, and Reverse the Negative Health Effects of Stress. This was a book written by Daniel Kasafi, ND, PhD, sells for $14.95, and the first six people to come in and see Janet today will receive a copy of this book absolutely free. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to make a very special announcement about some of the Kyolic products that we're going to be speaking about in the coming segment. So with that said, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Okay, and Jim, I have to tell you, I'm speaking to you as an admirer for many, many years. I have certainly benefited in my clinical work with regard to being able to share the information that I learned from you. So it is just so great to be able to speak to you today. Now, you talked about an anti-inflammatory diet. And so some of the people that I speak to, they say, okay, I want to be vegetarian. Then others say, vegetarian is not enough. I need to be vegan. Then I need to be raw. And then some people say, well, I absolutely do need some animal protein, and they go to possibly fish and eggs. Where would you tell someone to start with regard to an anti-inflammatory diet?
Well, you know, you hit right on, and thank you so much for those kind words, Janet, because I have a real passion for teaching and just trying to get as many people educated as possible, that was really kind of you. You know, it's interesting. Once again, we get back to that thing. I remember at some point I ran into a group of people in Arizona when I was being flown into Arizona to work on people that called themselves breatharians, meaning they were so fed up with eating that they felt that if they only breathed deep, they could survive. That wasn't working real well because I saw some of them in a McDonald's at night that night after I worked them up. Here's the thing. The problem we've got today, you know, when you think about it, Janet, now, people didn't have these issues 50 years ago with eating. I mean, people were eating white bread and corn, and we didn't have the kind of issues we have with food sensitivity that we have today. So the first step to understand is there's a lot of things that have influenced why our gut has become so, you know, the popular term is leaky. Where basically, you know, proteins are sifting through our gut lining and creating these allergic responses, and the proteins or lectins are sticking on our mucosal cells, and then we're getting an immune reaction. So in the ideal world, I think people would test for their immune complement, meaning a very deep-seated immune issue for their food. So in the ideal world, I think at one point, people need to clean up their diet by understanding, are they allergic to almonds? I mean, I had a person in that, you know, we got their almonds out of their diet, and all of a sudden their irritable bowel went away. But how you can start, what we do with people, personally, I have a lot of people that come to me that try going raw vegan right away, and their digestion can't handle it, and they actually end up having problems. And usually when I have people that move to that situation, whether you're going to be vegan, a lot of times there's philosophical issues for it. So I never interfere with philosophical issues or religious issues as to why a person wants to eat the way they eat, because that's kind of their way to connecting to something greater than themselves. Now, if it's hurting them, well, then I'm gonna set them down and go, look, this is to get you well, and that's a different story. So I start people off, it's real simple. I've done this for 33 years, this very simple thing. Now, before it was popular, I got people off of gluten and all cow's dairy, at least for the first 8 weeks, to understand what they're sensitive to. And then we teach them to eat vegetables, because the first thing, you know, most people that say they're vegan are more like carbitarians. They're not, you know, they want more rice, more pasta, more bread, and they're not necessarily really learning how to, you know, eat, you know, legumes and vegetables. And so it's get off the gluten, get off the dairy. And I happen to believe that, you know, gluten became bad when our guts became bad. And yes, there's a genetic predisposition for individuals that they should not eat gluten, that it puts them at increased risk of diabetes and it puts them at increased risk of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. But that's like another layer deep. So the next thing I do with folks is even for protein powders, I switch them over to like a pea or hemp or pea and rice. I get them off of whey protein now. I love whey protein, but I start them off away from it, and then I bring it back in when they are, you know, cleaned up a little bit. And then the next piece is I know it's real popular for people to go ketogenic. A lot of ketone powders are being used now, and, you know, I'm not sure where your stance is on it. My personal stance is I don't know any place where I can pick a ketone off a tree and eat it. And so I'm more oriented at teaching people what's called a modified low-carb diet where they're going to get some resistant starch. They need to get, you know, my big issue with people today using ketogenic diets or even a strict paleo diet, which, you know, it's interesting. If you're doing a strict paleo diet, you would be foraging for wild grains and you would be eating some resistant starch, but, you know, we never end up hearing about that. So the point being is you got to have some resistant starch in your diet, and resistant starch is starch that does not break down and become fuel in your body. Instead, it goes to your intestine and feeds the beneficial flora, the microbiome. And it's important to do that because when you starve the microbiome, it dies off. And when it dies off, you release something that's the protein from those flora called endotoxins. And circulating endotoxin triggers slow inflammatory responses. So I'm kind of in the middle where I think that people should eat a lot of plants. They should be able to, as they can tolerate it because of how damaged their insulin receptors are, making sure they can get some starch in their diet, especially starch that's going to deliver some resistant starch. The bulk of their diet should really be from, you know, vegetables. And I'm in the camp of, you know, I think people eating lean proteins from quality sources, meaning, you know, grass-fed beef or organic beef, bison, the correctly raised chicken, eggs. I think that's fine for people. But sometimes we have to put people on vegetarian diets. Give them a little digestive rest. And a lot of the work we're doing right now is even inclusive of what the Keck Center is doing at the USC College of Longevity. So they have a longevity center. And they're doing what's called fast mimicking diets for like 5 days to give your body. And you don't really fast. You know, you're eating some foods, but they've worked all that out. And to give your body a little bit of digestive rest. So we like people to avoid soy. We think people, more and more I'm seeing people because they've went to eating so many eggs that there's some population of people that they're intolerant to eggs, and they react to them. And then, you know, you can think of, well, I want to get corn out of the diet. Now that used to be a big problem 30 years ago when I got started because we didn't have all these options out in the market now, to give people in order to eat. So, we usually strip away all the, you know, the main food allergens, and give them a digestive rest. And then we like to challenge those foods after about 4 to 6 weeks. One of the foods, like, I really like corn, and boy, if I could have corn chips, it would really make my life easier. And when I get under a lot of stress, I just want 7 corn chips. I don't need to eat the whole bag anymore, but I'd like to have a few tortilla chips. Try them. And let's see how your body reacts. And that's kind of where we start. The hardest thing I think I find today is that because food is so accessible and that our brain, remember, primitive nervous system in a modern world, our brain says, wow, there's plentiful food here. So eat. Get these hedonic urges. So it's getting people to learn portion size. learn how to eat foods that have less of a risk, to trigger inflammation. And then the biggest thing I find is finding that sliding scale of carbohydrates that they require for their level of activity and enough that they'll get the resistance starch they need, but not so much that they're triggering their insulin resistance.
I think that is such a very, very basic information, but very comprehensive at the same time. So people to understand what their sensitivities may be, people to be able to make the connection between the level of activity and what kind of carbs they need. And it's really interesting to me that you kind of coined the phrase carbitarians, because unfortunately when I see so many of the people who want to follow a vegetarian diet, they are unfortunately filling their days with carbohydrates that don't necessarily provide the level of nutrients, the complexity of nutrients that different plants and certainly beans and nuts and seeds. So to create a comprehensive vegetarian diet, it would be certainly challenging to a lot of people. But when you break it down the way you have, Jim, off gluten, off dairy, give your digestive system a rest. And when you're talking about a fast mimic, understanding for people that they might be able to eat within a certain time frame over the course of 24 hours. It's been suggested that 8 hours of different meals, possibly two meals in an eight-hour period, of very high-quality foods. And then your body does have ample number of hours to absorb the nutrients and then have a little bit of rest for your digestive system, because it does take a lot of our energy in order to digest the overfeeding, unfortunately, that we do. I do have to tell our listeners that the first five people who come in to see me today will have a copy of Syndrome S, How to Avoid, Manage, and Reverse the Negative Health Effects of Stress. And we have in front of me a wide range of different Kyolic products that Mr. Al Foreman will tell you all about when we get back from this break. Stay tuned, more to come.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road, in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Tuesday, the 18th of July, and if you missed getting an email from Save-A-Lot, we announced today that the mail order is available. So if you are not able to get to the store, or you would like to stop in and pick up an order because it's more convenient, we have a new toll-free number to call, and that's 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT. Again, 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT. That's 728-2568. And we are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Eastern Time. And if the order is called in by 3 o'clock, it will go out the same day. The important point also is the fact that there are a $100 minimum order to get free shipping. So please make that available to yourself and your friends and relatives. So again, it started today. The other important point I wanted to bring out is the Kyolic Company is giving away free a bottle of Kyolic Cardiovascular Formula number 100. Absolutely free. This particular product has a retail price of $14.40. At Save-A-Lot, we have an everyday low price of $8.69. If you buy any one of the Kyolic products that we're going to be speaking about or any product that we have in stock, you will get a bottle of the Kyolic 100 absolutely free. And it is a bottle of 100 capsules. And some of the products that I know we'll be speaking about, I'm looking at the Kyolic Liquid, which I know is Janet's favorite product, and I love it as well. And they have the blood pressure formula, number 109, cholesterol support, number 107, candida cleanse and digestion, 102, the cardiovascular formula in a large size of 300 capsules, the stress and fatigue formula, 101, the immune formula, 103, and the Kyogreen in a 5.3-ounce container. So these are some of the fine products from Kyolic that we'll be speaking about this morning. But, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
And I'm going to ask Jim LaValle if he is multitasking.
I didn't know I was turned on yet, but of course I'm multitasking.
You are certain.
Without it.
We can hear you.
Yeah, we were right there with you. We were worried for your safety for a little bit.
I'm sitting at my desk, so there's no risk of a collision. Other than with my stack of patient charts.
Okay, so much to talk about, so little time. Al mentioned Kyolic aged garlic liquid, one of my favorites, and I've converted a lot of people at the very first sign of a sore throat. You start taking that Kyolic liquid, and you are so supporting your immune function. Okay, now, Jim, we were talking about certainly making the changes in diet, and I think people are going to see a dramatic response, a change possibly in their sleep patterns, their energy levels, certainly in their digestive health, when they come off gluten and come off dairy. But I also think that it is a challenge to motivate people. What is your organizational approach to creating that kind of motivation background?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I think people get motivated for different reasons. And so when I am talking to a client or a patient or an organization, the first thing is to determine, you know, well, what really motivates you to make a difference in your life? For some people, it's, well, I want to perform better. An executive, when I talk to an executive, I clue into whether it's, you know, man or woman, it's, well, how are you in your mid-afternoon? Are you crashing at 2 o'clock and losing the effectiveness of the last half of your day? Are you thinking as clearly as you used to think, so you're making good decisions within your company and the impact that that can have on all of the employees, say you're a business owner? And then it can be as simple as, hey, do you want to be around for your grandkids? Do you want to be able to get up off the floor? Do you want to be able to move and enjoy the things that you thought you were going to enjoy as you were aging, but now you're finding that maybe you can't participate like you wanted to? And so, you know, motivation, I think, is very, very, you know, it's interesting, it's specific. But, you know, it's really important to understand, well, what's it going to take? Because here's the thing that I see. People will get motivated, we can get them all jazzed up about, hey, I want to do better. I'm going to eat right. And then they have a hard day. And they go and buy a package of gluten-free, hemp-infused, carob chip, non-GMO cookies. Right? And they mow through the cookies. They're healthy cookies, but because they're under a lot of stress, they can't control the urge to try to build their serotonin and dopamine pools in their brain, which makes them feel calm and focused. So what I usually do with people is really kind of dig into, you know, are there issues around eating for you? Is it that you love food? Is it that you use it as a crutch to get through your day? And I find that a lot of people are struggling with that today. And therefore, you know, it's hard for them to stay on track. So getting them to understand their relationship to why they eat the way they do, why are they sleeping the way they sleep, or usually why they're not sleeping the way they sleep, right? They have trouble getting to sleep. They wake up in the middle of the night because they're sitting, you know, their melatonin pool is low. Those are all really important from the motivation side. It doesn't do a lot for people to say, hey, I did it and I feel great. Why don't you do it, right? That part only lasts a little bit. Now, you know, so those are the key things for me.
Okay, now, one of the things that I have found over time is when people start to see results, that is their motivation for at least the next few days. So off gluten and dairy, there's a little bit of an support to their motivation. And so you're mentioning also that if they have a bad day, then that sets them back. How about, where are you in working with individuals to suggest certain supplements? And by doing those and taking those certain supplements, again, they're going to see an improvement. They're going to feel a difference. And so that kind of interactive, a little bit of change in the diet, add a supplement, a little bit of change in the diet, a different supplement. And so where would you suggest to people start if they're going to, yes, they've done the gluten-free, dairy-free, now they're going to look around for the next product?
Okay, right. So there's a couple things. One is if they got my metabolic code book, there's a questionnaire in the back that, based on how they're feeling and what they're experiencing, it'll target for them what area they should start specific to the symptoms they feel. And then, of course, you know, now we have this cloud-based, you know, program that you answer the questions and it says, okay, your problem is at the thyroid, adrenal, pancreas relationship, and we call that a triad. It's where you're not making energy, your sugars are going up, you're gaining weight, you're feeling fatigued, and you feel sluggish. And when you're not having problems there, you have energy and you're maintaining your weight. You have vitality, resilient to stress. One of the specific things I do, you know, since the beginning of time, since the beginning of recorded medical history, the most valuable herb in every culture is an adaptogen. It's an herb that helps you cope with stress. So I'm real big on people taking things if they're anxious, if they're nervous, if they're craving carbs. I love the supplement Relora, R-E-L-O-R-A. It's in a variety of companies' products, so it's a raw material. And I think that's a really good one for stress management and dampening your desire for stress-induced eating patterns. And then, look, I mean, for me, one of the most universal things people can do is pick up a bottle of aged garlic extract. I can't believe they're giving a free bottle of the cardiovascular formula. I mean, that is an amazing formula. You know, it's just, you know, pure aged garlic extract in a very significant, you know, 600 milligram dose. And that's fantastic. Because here's the thing about why I think people should start with aged garlic. I actually think that people should start aged garlic as their number one thing they take. And you know, I have no interest in aged garlic extract. I don't own any stock. So I'm just telling you, I think it's really important because it addresses a lot of different issues. So we already viable, and there were several studies that showed that it reduces, one at the University of Adelaide that was repeated several times, then, of course, Dr. Budoff's ongoing excellent research at UCLA regarding aged garlic extract and heart health. But it makes your blood vessels more flexible and pliable. I already mentioned that. The other one is it reduces oxidation of your cholesterol. Now, what does that mean for our listeners? It's the rate of rusting that's going on your LDL cholesterol. Why that's important is when your cholesterol rusts, you plaque. And so it reduces oxidized LDL, and it blocks the loss of calcium from your bones. Now, that's amazing that they figured that out, because when you lose calcium from your bones, there's a direct correlation to coronary artery calcification. So stopping bone loss is obviously important, because you don't want people osteopenic or getting osteoporosis and cracking a hip and, you know, all the things related to that. But stopping it so that you don't have the calcium matrix to plaque is really big. And they showed that in the last study that Dr. Budoff did at UCLA. In addition, it reduces the laying down of fat around your heart, reduces the risk of fatty liver. And one that a lot of people don't realize, they did a study where they showed that it improved a compound called adiponectin in your body. And you make adiponectin to help your insulin receptors function correctly. And when your adiponectin levels are low, it means that your rate of rusting is going up. And so I tell people, you know, you use aged garlic as this base, you know, fantastic fertilizer of health that affects blood vessels, plaquing, fat disposition around organs, supporting insulin receptors, retarding oxidation of lipids. And look, when your blood pressure goes down, it means your nervous system is resetting, and that's fantastic. And then I want to make sure that, you know, one of the best things you can do for people, and Janet, you know this, you've been in this a long time, and you know, when people don't feel bloated or gassy and they start to have normal bowel movements, they just absolutely think you're a rock star. I can tell somebody, hey, your homocysteine level went down and your LDL particle number went down, and wow, your myeloperoxidase is reduced. And they'll say to me, yeah, that's all great, Doc, but guess what? I'm pooping normal. And I don't have bloating.
Happy day. It is absolutely for sure. And all of these coping suggestions and adaptogenic herbs, Relora, using the aged garlic, dramatic, comprehensive approaches for your good health with the aged garlic extract from Kyolic. That music means it's time for us to take a break right here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our special guest today, Jim Laval, pioneer with a metabolic code, a very focused approach to achieve the personalized wellness you need. Stay tuned, more to come.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And just to review what we're giving away today, the Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, the cardiovascular formula number 100 in a 100-capsule size, is free with every purchase of any other Kyolic product that you buy today. So if you want to buy 3 bottles of any Kyolic, if you want to buy 3 of the Kyolic Liquid or 4 of the Echo Green, the Kyo Green, you'll receive 3 or 4 bottles of the Kyolic Cardiovascular Formula number 100. This also includes anybody ordering mail order. If you order a mail order and you order Kyolic products, you'll definitely receive a free bottle for every Kyolic product that you order of the Kyolic Cardiovascular Formula 100. The first 6 people to come in and see Janet will receive a Syndrome S book, How to Avoid, Manage, and Reverse the Negative Health Effects of Stress. Quite interesting. Give you some pointers, and I'm sure Janet can enlighten you on many of the other parts of the book that you may not be aware of. And up front at the cash register, our young cashier Dorothy will be giving you a choice of different books from Better Nutrition. We have the cholesterol, blood pressure, men's health, immune system, immunity, and several others you'll be able to get free just by visiting Dorothy at the checkout counter, as well as samples of the aged garlic extract in different formulas. So take advantage of these great specials from the company Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Janet, I'll turn it back to you.
And we're speaking with Jim LaValle, and we're talking about how to create a personalized approach to take those beginning steps to good health. And certainly, we've gone through the diet, we've gone through the supplements that would be the priorities. And because stress response is the focus or underlying issue that we really do need to address, because stress seems to come at us from so many different directions and then ultimately interferes with our dietary choices and our commitments to using the supplements that are going to be supportive of our good health. So when you are working with your clients, where do you start to get them focused on managing their stress, Jim?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, the first thing that I do is I teach them how to breathe again, because when your nervous system gets stuck, so basically your brain is syncing with your heart and your vascular network, your blood pressure and your blood vessels, the rhythm of how your heart should be beating. And there's a little bit of natural irregularity in your heart called heart rate variability. And so one of the things that I do with people is I have them download an app that helps teach them how to breathe better. Because when I get my diaphragmatic breath and my rib cage is expanding and contraction, it's sending a signal back to my nervous system that it can relax instead of you need to be tense and ready to fight a white tiger. Why is it so important? When you breathe deep, you oxygenate all your tissues. When you breathe deep, you don't load as much lactic acid into your blood, because when you load lactic acid into your blood, you're more prone to be anxious and nervous. So the number one thing I do is I try to get them to learn to do a couple minutes of deep breathing a day. Now, I mean, obviously I would love it if they went to a yoga class, if they did deep breathing for a half hour a day, but if I can get them to do 3 to 5 minutes twice a day, man, that's a big help, because then what they come back and tell me is, you know what, I'm doing that 3 or 4 times a day because I really feel good. The next step is I talk to them about their sleep hygiene. Don't be answering emails 5 minutes before bed. Try to avoid that blue light. turn on your filters on your phones to minimize that. I mean, telling people to put down their phones these days, I mean, is next to impossible. I mean, you would just watch. I mean, I've seen people, especially younger generations of people, that are literally sitting with someone and they're communicating by texting to each other. So it's understand technology, try to dampen those lights in the evening, make a restful spot. You may need to use melatonin to reset your circadian stress response. And so, the only compound in the body that really resets your cortisol rhythm, because you have a cortisol rhythm. It's supposed to be high in the morning, drops at noon, drops more in the evening, and then goes to nothing at bedtime. And when the cortisol level drops out at bedtime, then you have, you have the ability to release melatonin. And what a big problem is that when your cortisol flattens, meaning that you no longer have a curve, that you're no longer pulsing cortisol appropriately through the course of your day, that's where you're at the greatest risk for heart disease, diabetes, dementia, and cancer. So when we're talking about getting this stress response under control, it's really because when we lose our body's rhythmic pulse of hormones, not just stress hormones, but thyroid hormone and insulin, a lot of people don't realize that when you don't make enough melatonin at night, or you don't have enough in your system for your brain to hear it, that affects your insulin release for the next day. So we always think of, melatonin sleep. Melatonin is brain protective, melatonin is kidney protective, and melatonin is super important in terms of all of the regulatory effects of how it affects blood sugar, thyroid hormone. And obviously at night when you go into a deep sleep, you restore all the neurochemicals in your brain that you need to wake up the next morning and to be focused. So we talk a lot about sleep hygiene, using things like maybe lavender or taking a, Epsom salt bath. And then it's what time of day are you the most stressed out? Because some people would say, hey, you know what, I wake up in the morning and I'm feeling it. Other people would say, I'm really good in the morning, but after 12 o'clock, I really seem to have problems. From noon to 6, man, I feel overcommitted, overwhelmed, anxious, can't get things done. I'm agitated. I'm snapping at coworkers or loved ones. So maybe in that individual, they start taking some support for their nervous system, maybe at 11 o'clock before the noon hour. So the way I approach it is I try to understand the rhythmicity of that person's body, dose nutrients that fit that, and then try to create kind of a master switch or a circuit breaker effect, meaning, for a lot of people, once their nervous system gets stuck, they end up in this vicious cycle of, anxiousness, nervousness, panic even. And you kind of have to reset that nervous system. Choline, so phospholipids that build up acetylcholine in your brain, acetylcholine is what helps calm your sympathetic nervous system down. So your sympathetic nervous system is fight or flight, the white tiger. The parasympathetic nervous system is the break to that, meaning it's going, no, it's not a white tiger, it's just an email. It's just an email, that's all. Don't worry about it. So feeding the nervous system choline derivatives to help choline build up and acetylcholine build up is really beneficial too, and I see that work real often with individuals.
Such incredibly valuable information for people to understand. Choline has the capacity to literally change their response that is inappropriate. It is not the white tiger. Certainly, people who are at risk for developing diabetes, moving into metabolic syndrome, they will benefit with the use of melatonin. So the melatonin is not simply to get them into a good night's sleep, not simply to help restore their neurochemicals, but has dramatic impact on the ability of the body to release insulin. So, Mr. Al Foreman, do you want to tell our listeners once again what they can find if they come into the store and purchase a Kyolic product?
It'd be my pleasure, Janet. As a reminder, the Kyolic Cardiovascular Formula 100 comes in a bottle of 100 capsules, has a manufacturer's just retail price of $14.40. You can get a free bottle with every bottle of Kyolic that you're going to buy today. And that would include those people that want to do mail order as well. And the Syndrome S book, just come in and say hello to Janet. Sit down with her and she'll give you a free copy of the Syndrome S book. And up front, Dorothy has a wide variety of pamphlets dealing with different health issues like cholesterol, blood pressure, immune system, men's health, and immunity. So please feel free to stop up and also pick up some samples of the many fine products from Kyolic. And Jim, I want to thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
It is always a pleasure. I love being on your show. You guys are really making a difference out there with people's health, and that's what counts.
And we're learning so much from you. So thanks so much for joining us for the last hour. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Come on in and see me and pick up a free copy of Syndrome S. And we will be back live tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.